In this podcast series, I'm going to talk about different religions for a few different reasons. And one is I just want to talk about these things because I'm trying to figure out how to solve a problem I have for myself to get, because I want to leave the earth and go live someplace else. And a lot of Native Americans, what they talk about is that they want people to be good caretakers of the earth. And so that makes me sound like I practice Native American religion. And so in the future, I might talk about that a little bit. I don't think it's going to be controversial. But in this podcast, I'm going to criticize Native American spirituality and talk about a couple problems with it. Now, I'm getting this all straight from Google search. Native American spirituality is supposedly a hierarchy of deities and spirits. Each has their role in the universe as protector, healer, and a bunch of other shit. The truth is, going to be really interesting, so I'll get to that. But first, I'll talk about the good things from Native American religion. Thousands of years ago, there were people called Native Americans. God spoke to them, and then when the white people came, and before then, the Native Americans were murdered. And so then there was no one to keep their traditions. They had it written down. They knew how to write. They had paper. They had scrolls. They had written documents. They had books. They had it written on copper, like many people did back then, because copper lasts longer. Paper doesn't last that long. Copper lasts longer. And so they did this around the world. And so the white people came and burned all their books. This is what happened when the Native Americans lived thousands of years ago. They had stuff written down, and then their shit got burned. And so now no one knows what their religion is. And so what we see on the internet is a replacement. The replacement wants you to worship spirits as God or something. And it's just a dumb religion thing. So when Native Americans, if you hear this, people that read about your religion think it's stupid because they think that you worship birds. And so if you're a Native American, you need to just not do this. But also people that write web articles need to update their web articles based on real Native American religion. The truth is, 3/4 of you are Christians. But nothing says that on the internet, hardly at all. So let's get started. It says there's a hierarchy of deities and spirits. Now, God made it so this is actually true. There's God, there's Jesus Christ, there's the Holy Ghost, and there's a bunch of other people in the future that have the power of God, that they can do a little bit of miracles, a little bit of mysteries, and in the future you guys will learn what that is. And so that truly is a thing that God made. But the truth is, they're not the creator, and so people try to mix all this up. Spirits are not creators. Also, at this time, there is no spirit and no God that comes here and does these things. Jesus doesn't answer your prayers. The Holy Ghost doesn't answer your prayers. And so they don't protect you. They don't heal you. They don't provide for you. They don't create anything, and they don't comfort you. If they were going to create something, they would create gold, and then you would have money. If they were going to provide something, they'd provide food. If they were going to heal you, you wouldn't have diseases. And Native Americans die at very young ages today. If they were going to protect you, you wouldn't get in car wrecks. And if they were going to comfort you, your life would be better. Next, they say here on the internet, spirits indwell in everything, connected with humans. That's witchcraft. Spirits don't need to be inside your body. Evil deities were responsible for suffering, disasters, and death. And that's bizarre, and I don't want to get into it because talking about witchcraft is too stupid. Everyone that talks about it sounds stupid, so I'm not going to talk about it right now. Now, the core beliefs of Native American religion might be things that actually make sense. So it says here, The Native Americans call God the Great Spirit. So it's never a sin to call God great. The Christians call him a spirit. For some weird reason, they call him a great spirit, and I don't know why. The reason is God has a physical body. He can be clearly seen. He just refuses to come to the earth. And that's probably why they call him the Great Spirit. God is a lazy, derelict bastard father who is derelict in his duties as God. He never comes to the earth. No one ever sees him. And so people are like, maybe it's a spiritual kingdom. That's Christians. Maybe he's a spiritual God. That's every other religion. Maybe he's a great spirit. That's Native Americans. Because God is a derelict God that never comes here. And when he finally comes, you're going to see him with your own eyes. He's not just some spiritual jello person. He's an actual man. He has a dick and balls. He wears man clothes. He has long white hair and a long white beard. And he doesn't assume both genders. He is a man. And so that's Native American religion. They believe that there is a God, but they think he's a spirit, and it's probably because God never comes here. Next, they say, the Native American church is called peyote religion. Now, it's not a sin, according to the Bible or any religion, for them to take peyote. It's not against the law. Anyone can take peyote, but that's not their religion. Peyote is just a plant. It's not a religion. And so next, they say that the Native Americans believe that man is inherently good. Now, this is one of the best things in religion you'll ever find. If you believe that all people are inherently good, and when they're doing something evil, maybe something bad happened in their life, maybe you'll treat them with courtesy, and then maybe life will be better for everyone on the whole earth, and maybe we'll have world peace. So that's great. They also talk about harmony with nature. For them, it's not some sort of new age foo-foo belief. It's that you don't kill all the animals and burn down all the forests. And so that makes sense. Endurance of suffering. And that means something to them. Respect and non-interference towards others. That means don't get in people's business. This is what everyone wants. You want someone, you want a friend that never gets in your business. You want a neighbor that never gets in your business. You want your coworkers to never get in your business. So Native American religion starts to make a lot of sense. So then, with Native American belief about God, they're like, there's a God out there. There's not much else. And so that's Native American religion in a nutshell from what we can find on the internet. Now, when we get into this Native American religion, the reason Christians and others criticize Native American religion is because it makes perfect sense and no one disagrees with anything in Native American religion that I just said. It makes perfect sense. God's out there, but he never comes. We should not destroy the whole world because we live here. Don't ruin people's lives by interfering in their life. Those things all make sense, and that's Native American religion. So you guys that are other religions, you criticize Native Americans because you think their religion makes more sense than yours, and it does. That's Native American religion according to Messiah the Prince.